Beginning of the Mesechta Seif the Daf Vav. Beginning of the Daf, beginning to the beginning of the Gemara. On the Gemara's question of the previous Daf, Abai said, "Wait a second. So then, she shouldn't get married even to anyone else, not just to the Yavam." So on that, Rabbi Yisrael answered, as Tosfos quotes the words of the Gemara, "Mikur mina leva kacher." What do you think? We're forcing him? We can't force the Yavam. We force. See, we're not forcing, so we're not going to make it problematic. Which says, "Hachav mitzvah lemifel." Mice the Gemara could have asked at this point. Can the problem simply the Gemara ends up asking? Dama that the Gemara says, "If that's the case, this lach if she does marry someone else, the mice bond she does, and then he dies around the children, then leitzam she shouldn't do yibum." In the stickle base, they shouldn't destroy his house, and then we are forcing. The Gemara could have asked at this point too. Next time, the begins the Gemara, Ish Kohen Shenensen, regarding the wife of a Kohen, that there, if she gets violated, so then that's a case where she's also Labala. So then Tay says, Bimtemi, if that's the case, if you're going to say, Am I Latani Labapakish Matagas, why is this not Torn Yavamas the Pedalm and Alf? Kabasogas Labalehen and Matagas Libemain. The Gemara there mentions many cases that a woman's forbidden to her husband, but permitted to the Yavam. Where our Gemara says, well, that would be a case where we said that you could have a halachon of a Eshes Kayin Shenensim, where that's where the woman is forbidden to her husband and permitted to the oven. So why is then that mentioned over there in that list? So that says, Taisis, you could say, yes, Hatan Lechi Velavin. But we mentioned over there, one of the categories in Yavam is mentioned are those that are negative prohibitions. This are from those that are chivalavim, that the prohibition is based on negative prohibition, which we said, yeah, it's chivalavim to the Baal, but not to the Yavim. Then we say, yeah, it's metosli vain. Could you amma perka by yavim? Like Gemara says, "Abinat of nun bum beis." Hakol hoi b'chal acher shotama b'goimer. So that there's the negative prohibition in this woman that was a sighter with her husband. And the Chachamim tell us, and that's the Gemara actually answered the department to a daka, the same type of answer. Why doesn't it say it? Because it really mentions chibalavim. So that's not a difficulty. But it says, one could wonder, once we bring in that sugya, why does the Gemara not ask over here? Yisrael shenos k'sheira. We have a halacha. Yisrael marries a k'sheira menasa b'tzu a daka, and he becomes someone with crushed testicles of yesh lach kasha that he has a kosher brother. Which did we say? Oh, that's a case of asa labala but muta liyavama. With the dumel esteem, that's similar to the case of our Mishnah where you're saying, just like it's forbidden to the husband, it will be forbidden to the oven. So, my have a letter. So, what would the Gemara answer on that? That is a difficulty. If the woman says to her husband, "I'm tummy to you," so that's one of those that are forbidden to eat truma. So, if you're going to ask, wait a second, Shulam said, "This is the darum, then the darum daf sadi amabez the pligur abu avsheishes." They have this machlokes, but meres tummy anilach. If a woman says this case, which she says to her husband, "I'm tummy to you," meaning I was defiled. Says that she does eat truma. What do you mean? Our Mishnah says explicitly that she does not. Says targets. You can answer the here we're talking about where the husband warned and she's secluded. During the is the indicating factors. Then I feel that my demon would agree. And that's how Yerushalmi explains it. Next test or one of the cases of Bishabola, witnesses come along and they say she became defiled. So then she doesn't eat truma. Which Tosfos Masafka Lurebi, my teacher, was in doubt. Idavka Naka Edmerstein, was that precisely specifically picked if witnesses in the plural come along, that there are two? But one witness is not believed? Because McQueen, like the Gemara explains, the Mayla Achashas, so we're talking about where she really drank, and that's the Chiddush. Because the Davka, meaning, and that's what we're saying, but the reason why it didn't do anything is because when there are witnesses, it doesn't do anything. And that's the chiddush of the case of the Mishnah. Now, the dafka claims she shall say minu tegle lecha. Now, it's only before she drinks that does her believe one witness. Rav Sheish Dami Gemara, Rav Sheish says in the Gemara, say to Shalai Eidim Nizayam, that when there's a Saita that has witnesses, but Nizayam, the in my mind, but the word doesn't check her out. Dafka Eidim Nacha, that's disabled by two witnesses, lecha, not one witness. And therefore, this halacha would only work with two witnesses. Since the Torah did believe one witness when you had warning and you had seclusion, that then one witness will seal the deal. Like no, there's no difference between one and two. And maybe this halacha would even be that should be forbidden for truma if one witness comes along and says she was tummy. And says Taisa Mimis Taba, but however it's logical that yeah, the same halacha would apply to one witness. Rabbi Torah believes one witness, which is here by the tuma. Harikan Shnaim, it's like two, and therefore, just like two, so two would work by one, she would be us b'tshuma. Next test, Masal, the beginning of the Gemara, Mata emes chus taila, so then he holds, Rav Shimon says, no, what do you mean, if you're going to say that chus is going to be taila, so matcha atasamayim, you push away the validity of the water, because no one knows what's the water, what's the chus. That's the Tosfos Tamid begins to say, what are you talking about? Rav Sheish is dumb that he says Ben Rabbi Rabbanan. But according to everyone, Mistamna, she starts getting deteriorating right away. So what's Rav Shem going on? Dumb that he says Matchati pushing away the validity. Although you read the Mistamnas, they're going to see that she's starting to deteriorate. How could he start spreading rumors on the ones that were really pure that drank and they didn't deteriorate? And if she had done, she would have deteriorated. What you could say is two pshatim. The women that are standing there because they're supposed to become rebuked and not, and learn from the terrible punishments of the saita. The women that are standing over there, but like, hey, Nikola Alt, it's not going to be recognizable right away, tremendous bazaar, when they're standing in the court at Nisnamda that she's starting to deteriorate. They're going to start spreading rumors. And because of Haboil Yaglim Shakaglimo, the man who had committed the Nusrudha is going to say, yeah, that he did Nusrudha. And they're not going to know that she's starting to deteriorate. So, therefore, that's what Rishon was concerned for. Inami, or another approach you could say is Leitlo. Even though they're going to see, like Rashi said, right away she's deteriorating, they're not going to suspend, they're not going to make a contingent that her deteriorating was because of the bitter waters. And the woman herself also won't say it's because of that. Because of some other illness, and therefore that's the concern for the laws on it, and therefore Rashi says, no, it can't be that the school is going to be tight.